Saint of the Day with Father Anthony Casamento.
Venerable Pius XII. Eugenio Pacelli was born in Rome in 1876. His father hoped that he would follow in his footsteps as a canon lawyer. As Eugenio studied the legal system of the Catholic Church, he decided he wanted to become a priest and was ordained in 1899. Father Pacelli was not a parish priest. Because of his training in canon law, he was chosen to be a diplomat for the Church. He worked in the Vatican and travelled around the world to help governments better understand the Church. He was created a cardinal by Pope Pius XI, and in 1939 he was elected Pope. He chose the name Pius out of respect for his predecessor. As Pope, Pius XII had to deal with the Nazi persecution of Jewish people and World War II. He worked tirelessly for peace and to help the Jews. When the Nazis occupied Rome, the Holy Father opened the Vatican to over a million refugees, providing food and shelter for them. He encouraged priests working in war-torn countries to speak out against the Nazis and to help those affected by their persecution. The chief rabbi of Rome was so moved by the Pope's work that he became a Catholic himself. After the war, the government of Israel promised to plant 850,000 trees in Pope Pius's honour, one for each Jewish life that was saved by his actions. After the war, the Pope continued to govern the Church. He was the first Pope to use radio and television to speak to his people around the world. He fought against communism, and in consultation with the bishops, he declared an important teaching of the Church, the doctrine of the Assumption. The Church honours Pope Pius XII as venerable, the first step on the road to sainthood. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.